Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
During last year's state election, gun rights groups and firearms dealers gave more than $160,000 in campaign contributions. That's according to an analysis from the Virginia Public Access Project. Now, that's a good chunk of change, and it was directed largely at members of the General Assembly. But groups that advocate for gun control donated more than $2.4 million, mostly to statewide candidates.
One of the myths of politics is the idea that NRA money is decisive.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington. He says the real power of the NRA is not the campaign contributions. It's the activists who show up at rallies and contact lawmakers and are essentially single-issue voters.
That political action is far more important and far more troubling to lawmakers in terms of the fear of standing up to the NRA than any money put on the table would be.
Take Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, for example. During the 2016 cycle, she received more than $10,000 from the NRA, according to campaign finance records from the Federal Election Commission. That gives her the distinction of taking more money from the NRA than any other member of the House of Representatives. But it was just a fraction of the money she raised, $5 million. And Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says she'll probably end up raising twice that amount this year.
It wouldn't surprise me in the 10th if Barbara Comstock ends up raising over $10 million. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if she and her Democratic opponent, whoever that ends up being, raise and spend $20 million.
Last week, Democrats launched a new campaign to point out that Comstock has taken more NRA cash than any other member of the House of Representatives. Republicans countered by pointing out that constitutes only a fraction of her overall fundraising. I'm Michael Pope.